Comrade Kashmoni, may we start? It does look like some of our colleagues are not yet here, and yet would really have loved that we start sisonke, especially this being our first committee meeting, dealing with some of the basic things around the committee. But nonetheless, I think let us proceed. And I hope everyone has a copy of the program, the program for this meeting. In case you don't, just indicate. I think staff will be able to make that available. Before I say anything, maybe let us start with the first things once again, reintroduce ourselves. I'm sure after today we'll probably be knowing each other better. So I will start, and then we'll move to my left and move right round. I am Comrade Themba Kgodi from Mpumalanga. I'm here in the National Assembly representing the African People's Convention, APC, and was fortunate to be elected chairperson last week or so. So if we can move around, introduce ourselves, and then we'll get started.
I'm Ntombi Kabinde, Secretary for the Community.
Thank you.
Chairman, I'm Comrade Alf Lees. I'm of the DA from KZN. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much, Chair, and good morning, everyone. My name is Grace Eke. I'm from Mpumalanga, representing the African National Congress. Thank you.
Good morning, honorables. My name is Mandisa Kiriso Machoba. I'm here for ANC.
Morning. My name appears to be Ezekiel Gekana, but I prefer to be called Saki Gekana. I am from Gauteng. I represent the African National Congress.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Ntabise Nkuno from Free State. I'm representing ANC. Thanks.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, colleagues. My name is Khanyisile Litchfield Shabalala Thuseni. I represent the EFF and I am a Sowetan.
I'm Chair Vincent Smith, ANC, and I'm from Gauteng.
Good morning, Chair. I'm Ahmad Mansour Sheikh Imam. You could call me Mansour Imam, it's fine. I'm from the National Freedom Party and I am from KZN. Thank you.
Good morning, my name is Patrice Otlati. I'm the Stakeholder Relations Manager for the Auditor General of South Africa.
Good morning, Chair. I'm Enrico Bazir and I'm the Committee Assistant for SCOPA.
Good morning, members. I'm Siyanda Saki. I'm the Senior Manager from the Office of the Auditor General.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Gugusha Walala. I'm a researcher for the committee.
Morning all, the name is Ben Kali, Committee Secretary for this committee.
Hi, good morning. My name is Nadima Jackson. I'm the Executive Secretary to Mr. Themba Kgodi, the Chairperson of SCOPA.
Right, thanks. welcome, comrades. I think let's just zoom into our program and hope that, well, this marks the beginning of quite some time that we'll spend together grappling with the tasks and responsibilities assigned to us by Parliament. Any apologies, Tommy?
I've got one apology from the member of the DA, Mr.
Who?
Thank you, Chair. I just want to apologize. I will not sit till the end of the meeting. I'm sitting in justice downstairs.
Okay. All right. The third item is the tabling of the committee program. It is this document. One page up. Not sure if everyone has a copy. If you don't, it will be made available. Do we have copies? No. Can we? It's only today. It's today and next week Wednesday.
Then we're going on holiday.
Well, it will be budget votes until almost when we go on recess. I think on the 4th of August. So that's why we could only put today and next week Wednesday for our committee meetings. Otherwise, the other days will all be busy with the budget votes. And I think, as comrades would note, today, I think the program says more. I won't say on board like Parliament did, but it's our own mini on board sort of, and very, very light today. But if you look at next week it will be the Auditor General and National Treasurer basically trying to say, as our key stakeholders, what is their role, how are they situated within the committee, what do they do. And the Auditor General especially going deeper in terms of the work that they do, so that we have a proper sense of our work as well. So that's what the program is all about. Is there anything that Comrades may want to have cleared, Comrade Vincent?
Thanks, Chair. Chair, I'd like to make a proposal, and I'm sure it bears itself out. This being an election year, Chair, it's different to other years in that we concurrently running the budget and doing our normal work. Now, I can speak for members of the ANC. Everybody of us serves on another committee, and I would imagine that happens with most of the other parties. I chair the Auditor General, and we took a decision that because we are not in the normal business of debating the budget up to the 31st of August, that we will freeze our business until afterwards to allow members to be able to work constructively in the other committees. And I'm proposing, Chairperson, that if at all possible, that our committee, SCOPA as well, also freezes its business until the 31st to allow members, certainly ANC members, to participate in other committees. simply because they will not be able to participate meaningfully in other committees if we do our work. Yeah, I do know that it's one day, but one day is it's going to be one day too many for myself, especially, and I know others are also serving injustice. So my plea is that if we could freeze business until the 1st of August or until after the appropriation, I'd be grateful. That's my proposal, Chair.
Comrade, no?
I second what Comrade Vincent has said, Chairperson, and I hope that you consider all the facts that he has stated. Thank you.
Alright. Imam?
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Yeah, I'm in the same predicament, and I must thank my colleague here for bringing that up. We are in other committees, and I would appreciate it if the Honourable Chair will consider that we conduct our affairs after the 1st of August to allow us to make a meaningful contribution to that committee. Thank you.
Nomza.
Mr. Chairman, I think the point is that there's some special circumstances this year, and Honourable Smith and others are suggesting that there should be some compromise in terms of this committee's work. But what I don't want, Mr. Chairman, and what we don't want, is for there to be an impression created that the work of this committee takes second place to the work of any other committee. We are prepared to go along with the proposal from the Honourable Smith on the basis that there are special circumstances around the election year and so on. But let it be known and on record that we do not see this committee as being in a subjugated position to any other committee. Thank you very much.
All right. I think for me, now in the end of July we have budget votes which maybe do require that committees will be at full strength. But I think the predicament of members serving in other committees will not disappear after the budget votes. So we need to have a way in which this is managed. Otherwise we'll have this challenge perpetually. So far, the program of Parliament, what we had on paper, suggested that SCOPA should meet only on Wednesdays. But when I made queries late last week, it does look like we might be allowed to have our meetings any other day, in line with the volume of work that we do. So I agree with the Honourable.
Who, Comrade Bota?
Yeah. That for this next 2 weeks or 3 weeks, we could focus and deal with the issues of the budget votes, which will then cut on our next week. Anyway, it was only next week. But to just keep it at the back of our minds that beyond the budget votes, we still have this challenge. And in the past, it has always been a call that to those who serve in this committee, if at all possible, serve on it only, so that because of the amount of work that we usually have. But well, if it's not possible, there has to be a way in which it is managed. And I'm sure we can find a way of dealing with that. So I don't think that should be a problem insofar as next week is concerned. I think what we'll do, we'll look at when the totality of the votes are considered, and what dates do we have before the 4th, if at all we do. Because our sense was that after today and next week, then we should be ready now to then go to our straight plan session and be able to plan now for the next 5 years, having had the benefit of the information that we have shared today and next week. So before we go to the strat plan session, engagement with the AG and National Treasurer would assist us a great deal when we sit for that strat plan session. So it's fine. I think let us leave it at that. Saki, I hope that would be in order.
Yes.
And Tumbi, you need to contact National Treasurer so that they don't. So can we pass the issue of the program and say we'll deal with it that way?
All right.
Right. Item number 4, tabling of APEC invitations. I'm sure we all have this document. We'll be aware that public accounts committees are the only committees of parliament and provincial legislation that form themselves into an association that meets annually or from time to time, either organizing training sessions for its members to enhance their understanding and their work, or having an annual conference that does the same as well as elect leadership. Comrade Vincent was the chairperson of APEC for quite some time. So what we have there are invitations. As you can see, on the 28th to the 29th of July, it's a training workshop. As you would appreciate that even in the provinces, but anyway, training program is there annually, so irrespective of whether it's after elections or not, it's always there. So the staff will be contacting us to find out who will be there and who will not be there, but we'll urge and prefer that everybody should be there for that training. To also assist in enhancing our work. Then the second one is the annual conference, which I think is in September in the Northwest, Sun City. The training workshop will be in Joburg. I think as you can see there, it will be in Joburg, in Imperial Palace. Then the September annual conference will be the Northwest in Sun City. But the logistics, the staff will handle that, and they will be in contact with us soon. Is there any clarity question on this one? Should we pass it? All right. I think the other stuff is just information. Can go through it. Number 5, just a minute. Right, I don't know what happened, I was holding a wrong program. That's why. Number 3 was...
Thought you were leaving it for the end.
No. What I'm having here with me. Yeah, I think the last two items, I think what you have there is item number 3. I think I had a different item number 3 here with me. We said, well, we'll allow the staff and our stakeholders, always, whenever we have meetings, the Auditor General seconds at least 2 people to the committee. They basically work with us. So we'll allow them to talk to us and say, what do they do? So will the researcher and so will the secretary. I think Tombi will do that. Tombi, Gugu, and then Ms. Enrico. Yes, Enrico and then Saki. Quick.
Okay. The role of the committee secretary, as a committee secretary, I provide procedural advice to the committee, capturing of draft minutes, organizing committee activities. I draft the committee reports and or resolutions of the committee, but we usually call them resolution in SCOPA. I assist also with the compilation of and monitoring of pro-committee program. I apply for all political meetings. I assist with the committee budget process. That's all that I do as a committee secretary. Then I have my colleague Ben. We work together. He deals with the groups, but we usually three committee secretaries in SCOPA. Right now we are two. It's only me and Ben. I deal with the whole committee and I assist group one. When Mr. Kodi will explain more about the groups. And Ben is dealing with group two. Enrico is the assistant for the whole committee. Will assist the whole committee in logistic and any other issues, but he will explain his role to the committee.
Good morning, members and chair. My roles and responsibilities as a committee assistant is to assist my two committee secretaries on the following: to provide administrative support and logistical arrangements, organize committee meetings by booking venues and organize catering, distributes notices, committee documents and invitations to relevant stakeholders at least 3 days before the meeting, also to monitor and update attendance register, organizes both local and international trips, books ground travel and flights, conference facilities and accommodation, communicates travel arrangements, management of committee budget, issuing of warrants for trips, process payment of invoices, facilitates S&T of MPs, and then document management, maintains manual and electronic committee documents, produces databases for committee documents, and then also processes files for transcription.
Okay, then, Gugu, is it you?
Good morning, members. Okay, I prepared the presentation of what I do as a researcher, so I will just go through it. The first role I do is the analysis of annual reports. Each and every September, the annual reports come in from departments, and they are referred to Parliament, and the Speaker refers those annual reports to the committee. So what I do is I analyze those reports together with the report of the Auditor General. The report of the Auditor General is included in the annual reports of departments. So I analyze that information and I prepare questions for members. So when departments come for hearings, members are aware of what the issues are. So I also provide additional information from portfolio committees and the department or entity. So if members require additional information, in most cases the Auditor General gives us information, but if there is information that members require which is not included in those documents, I can get that information from portfolio committees or from the department or the entity itself. Secondly, what I do is I do presentations for the chairperson and members of the committee. Our chairperson gets invitations from different institutions in his capacity as the chairperson of SCOPA. So I prepare those presentations. And also for members of the committee, if they are invited to do presentations in their capacity as members of SCOPA, I assist in doing presentations. And also there is APEC and SATCOPEC. I think the chairperson will expand more on the SATCOPEC when he does his presentations. But there is APEC and there is SATCOPEC. Sometimes when members go to those conferences, I have to prepare papers that will assist members in engaging. Sometimes we are given a topic. There are breakaway sessions where people are given a topic. And I do research on those topics so that members are up to date with information of what's going on in other countries. Thirdly, there are oversight visits and study tours. So before the committee goes on oversight, where we go to do on-site, what happens is the committee goes on oversight where the committee will decide on which department or entity to go and scrutinize. So before the committee goes there, I prepare a document, which is a background paper of what the issues are in that department. So before members even go there, they have information of what the issues are. And also when we go on study tours, I'm not sure if in this term there are study tours. If members go on study tours, I also prepare a paper which you know, lists out what the issues are. And then I assist in SCOPA resolutions. What happens is our secretaries do SCOPA resolutions, but I assist in making sure that whatever the Auditor General has raised in a department, our resolutions are able to give the department guidelines on what they have to do in order to improve their audit outcomes. And I also do ad hoc requests from members. So I do research briefs. If members want a brief on a particular issue, then I can do those research briefs for members. And that is my contact number and the email address. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Siyanda from the Auditor General. This is my colleague, Pakiso. We coming from a stakeholder liaison unit just across the road in Parliament Towers. It's a dedicated liaison office that sort of plays a role between the Auditor General and Parliament in general. But because of the historical bounds between this committee and the Auditor General, there was a decision to have a dedicated office that serves largely SCOPA and the control committees. Our role really is just to be a go-between the AG and SCOPA and other committees of Parliament. Ours is just to ensure that there's good relationship in general between the two institutions, but predominantly to be facilitating that relationship between the two. Typically, in the case of SCOPA, we sort of give advice to our auditors who does the audit in terms of what this committee wants, because at times it's not only about presenting the report, but it's also hearing from members specifically what areas do you want to highlight for the AG when they make the presentations. So in a nutshell, that's the role that we play. But additional to that, we've got three staff members who are dedicated to SCOPA. The one is sitting next to me. The other colleague of mine is not here. He's just having a meeting with the AG. Those are the three faces that you will see quite often in the committee. Our role really is to just to be at your service at whatever that you might be needing from the AG, then we can sort of pass that to our auditors who are based in Pretoria. Yeah, I think that should be it.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Sake. Welcome, comrade. From the presentation, is there anything that comrades would want to raise, clarity or substantive question? Just the normal stuff, what people do. The Auditor General, like I said, and he has said, they will always be with us, and I think if there's anything we want to know, they will always be ready to assist. Can we deal with the last item, tabling of documents? Tommy, the legacy report and the stamp plan. All right. I hope we all have copies of the legacy report of the committee as well as the strat plan of the committee. These are documents that we should go through so that by the time we go to our strat plan session, they will greatly assist us in developing the strat plan for the next 5 years. But also the legacy report will also assist in giving us a sense of what the committee did in the fourth parliament and maybe some of the issues that have been identified as challenges that we may need to take up in the in the fifth parliament. Now, it says scope and method of work, legacy report, strat plan of the committee. I think the scope and method of work, when I looked at that document, I said no, even if they don't include it, because if you go through the legacy report, it captures everything, and I felt it actually captures it even better. Same thing with the strat plan. There are sections of it that talk to method of work. So that information will be contained in those two documents. Save to just say a few things. One, the committee used to meet every Tuesday and Wednesday. And as I've indicated, currently Parliament had said we can only meet on Wednesday. And I phoned the House Chairperson to say one Wednesday will certainly not be enough. And I'm sure when you go through the strat plan, you will realize that we also had talked about utilizing Friday so that we meet three times a week because of the volume of work that we need to do. So, but now I understand that apparently that has been reversed. We can meet on Tuesdays and Fridays if we so wish. But I think those are things we'll tie down at our strat plans. We, as Mr. Sake indicated, we have briefings from the Auditor General because it is the report of the Auditor General in the main that is the critical base of our work. So they are here too, they are always there to give us additional information to make us have a better understanding of the issues in the department. And if we're not having briefings, we either have hearings where we call the departments, or we have a plenary session where we discuss internal committee issues, or we have group work. The committee in the past, and I suppose will continue that way, is divided into two groups, and each group has a convener. And the conveners of the groups will be decided upon by the majority party to give us two conveners, so group one and group two. Now the groups, that's the engine room, that's where the work is done, that's where the work is processed, so that when we come to plenary, at least we're not starting from scratch, but some work has been done, and then as plenary, we can either add or subtract a little bit, rather than if we were to start from zero. So each group would have a secretary and a researcher to assist them, and somebody from the Auditor General would be deployed to each group. We had three secretaries, but I was informed last week that the third secretary has been deployed to finance. I have raised this with the House Chairperson because it would not be possible for us, it would be very difficult for us to work with two secretaries. And he has indicated that it is being looked upon, might actually be reversed, because it does not only affect us but other committees as well, where administrative decisions were taken without taking cognizance of what the political overall directive might be. So if you look at this document, it contains all the reports that come to Parliament that we must process. So that's why in the groups we'll take half of the reports, give them to one group, and the other half to another group. And in the groups, each member will be allocated a number of departments and entities to process and champion or lead. So when we have hearings, that becomes the lead person in terms of interacting with the department. Now, the key work in the groups is to prioritize the reports. As we know, in terms of the PFMA, reports are supposed to be in Parliament by no later than the end of September. So once reports are in Parliament, we must prioritize them or categorize them, actually, into categories A, B, and C. A would be those that are not that good, either qualified, disclaimer, or adverse. And usually they are the ones that we start with for hearings. Then B will be those who maybe are unqualified, but they have some material issues. Or they are qualified, but the issues of qualification are a few, maybe one or two issues, or technical issues. And for those, we feel, okay, we may not necessarily need to have a hearing. Or even if you look at the size of the budget, you find that it's very small. And then C are those that are unqualified and maybe have no other findings, where you just need a standard resolution to acknowledge and appreciate the fact that the department has done its job well. When we have hearings, we always divide the areas of challenge in that department or entity into focus areas and allocate each comrade a number of focus areas. So maybe we say, you comrade, focus on internal controls and expenditure management, and another comrade is given another, so that when it's your time to ask questions, then you focus on those areas, so we're not everywhere, you know. And I know it has always been a challenge, but we try to request that when a person is asking questions, if you feel there's something you want to follow up on, just write it down so that that person can finish his or her questions, because we would have prepared. So allow him the space or her the space to ask, finish, and then when they're done, then we can allow any other member of the committee to ask any follow-up question to our satisfaction that day. And comrades should note, the committee deals with what killed the patient, not what will happen in future. We deal with what killed the patient. What happened? Why did it happen? Who was responsible for it? Why was it allowed to happen? And what measures have then been taken, firstly against those who were supposed to have prevented this from happening, and those who made it to happen, these wrong things. So if we can keep that in mind, I think it would assist, because officials are only too happy if we go there and make long speeches, because then it eats on the time. So they can sit there and listen. And when they respond, they would respond with long and winding responses and obfuscate. And in that way, they know it's only 3 hours after that. Okay, we'll see them next year. It's all right. So it serves our purpose well as a committee if we're focused, if we're incisive. If you're able to prepare 3 or 4 questions, but have 10 follow-ups on each answer, to ensure that you get responses that clarify the issues and there is accountability and people are able to take responsibility for what has happened under their watch, since that is where the PFMA is. Once we've had a hearing, if the hearing belongs to Group 1, then Group 1 goes back and then writes the resolution on that hearing. So that's where the initial resolution is worked and debated. So when it comes to plenary, we still debate it, all of us. There is a high level of thoroughness in terms of the substance. If the recommendations we're making, are they really substantive? But also even in terms of how we construct sentences. And I'm sure SCOPA resolutions have this reputation of generally not needing a lot of penal beating once they go into the bureaucratic system, because a lot of work goes in the committee to make sure that we have something that is unambiguous, that is thorough. And now, once the resolutions are agreed in the committee, we know they go to the House, we debate them. Now, once they are adopted by the House, they are now the property of the Speaker. So it is the Speaker who then writes to the Minister concerned to say, as Parliament or as the National Assembly, we have resolved on the following, and then attach the resolution. Now, the challenge that we have had, and I hope we'll be able to tie it down this time around, was tracking. Because once Parliament has resolved, we expect a response, we expect action. But if we don't track these, you'll find that nothing happens. And what we had introduced, Comrade Vincent, has been to make sure that our resolutions this time around have time frames. Like we would say, we want a constant feedback on a quarterly basis in terms of progress, because some of the things that must be corrected cannot be corrected by just one act. It must be a series of actions. So you want to get a sense that there is progress being done to address the issues that you have raised. Now, if you say you want quarterly responses, it means you must have a system that tracks that the first quarter will be on such and such a date. If that date passes and you have not received anything, what do you do? Or we'll say we want feedback within 60 days. Now, when does 60 day end after it's adopted by the House? And if nothing has happened, what do you do? So, and yet after it is adopted, it is now the responsibility of the Speaker, Speaker's office. So if the Speaker's office does not have capacity to track on resolution, then they may fall by the wayside. So we had been promised late in the fourth parliament that such capacity is being developed for all resolutions of the House, because it was not only SCOPA, but whole host of others where Parliament will say ABC must be done, or ministers will come and make commitments and the time frames will pass and nothing has happened. But we had also said, because these are our resolutions, we had worked on them, we must also try and develop our own capacity to track. And I think there is something like this which has been developed so that we ourselves can say, on such and such a day our resolution was passed, this is the day in which was supposed to get a response, so that we ourselves too can also, you know, assist on the side to follow up on the resolutions that we have made. Whenever we have hearings, we'll always have the Auditor General will send senior member. Actually, they will send the people who did the audit, so that when you have disputes with departments, because you'll get some officials saying, "No, this is not true. The Auditor General is wrong." So they must be the person who did the audit to say what happened. And in most cases they're not. You find that officials try to, I don't remember a case where officials actually won against the Auditor General whenever they've disputed anything on the basis of facts. But we also have National Treasury. They always send someone so that when we have disputes around, you do get a lot of, "No, National Treasury didn't give us money. No, National Treasury does not this, that." So they must also be there to clarify. What does the law say? What actually happened? So they will always bring somebody relevant to the department that you'll be hearing a hearing on. The other thing that we've introduced, Comrade Vincent, in your absence, was oversight visits. To say it is not enough for us to sit here in Parliament, but we must also go out. Like we the compensation fund. It has been having disclaimers, this, that. We know it serves vulnerable people, who this, that. It has a surplus of 40 billion rand, but they always get disclaimers. So we have to say, no, we must go there and see what is happening. And we went there and realized it is understandable that they get disclaimers, because you get into their offices, you look at the paperwork that is there. It's terrible. The Auditor General made a report on the provision of hospitals and schools in the provinces. And one of them, the Kimberley Mental Hospital, we went there and found that 5-6 years down the line, they haven't done even 30% of the job. But the budget from 290 million, it's now over 700 million. And the projected cost will be over a billion, simply because of what? Of delays. And a whole host of other things. So our being there, Zola Jablan Hospital, our being there as a committee, in the case of Kimberley, has actually assisted, because it has made the provincial department to get certain things in place that were not there. And the last time we were there, at least there was some progress. So oversight visits, it's something we've introduced, and it's something that we'd want, so that we're not only confined to the offices, but we can go out there and see for ourselves what is being done. Lastly, as a committee, we are affiliated to APEC, as I indicated, so we pay a joining a subscription fee. How much? 120,000 per year. And APEC is affiliated to SADCOPEC, that is the Southern Africa Organization of Public Accounts Committees. I know that there is an East African one, a West African one, and they are now called to form a Pan-African one in Intercontinent. I'm not sure where it is. Now, we will be expected to have somebody representing the committee in the executive. There is a structure called Council of Delegates, where we're expected to send 3 people whenever it meets to discuss common work, common programs, this, that. So I would say, comrades, in short, that's more or less how we go about our work. But we try very, very much that in our work, let's work as members of parliament, because the issues we're dealing with are issues that have already been determined by the Auditor General. So we're not coming to debate whether this is right or wrong. It's already determined that this is wrong. All we want is to get accountability from the officials responsible. I'm sure it will make it available. Yeah, let me stop there, comrades. If there is anything, and I'm sure Comrade Vincent will also assist. If there is anything that we may want cleared or to understand, I think we are free to ask. Yes, comrade.
Good morning, Chair. Sorry for being a little bit late. Attending to another portfolio committee, traffic infrastructure. We have gone through most of the processes that you have proposed. And both me and Comrade Vincent are both the representatives of the majority party that are going to work with you. That you have applied. So we quite ready to start kicking. But we just had a small request to the whole committee that, because you know it's only going to start kicking off after the budget vote, we're going to appeal with the committee to just give us a space to Chairperson, Honorable Vincent, I'm quite ready to join the main point in the office. As you put, as you keep on mentioning him, we are also convinced that the ruling party that he's got a vast experience of how this committee has worked at his hospital. And he's going to play a very important role in the institution and within the committee itself. Thank you. And thank you for your presentation. And thank you for inviting us today.
All right. Now, I think that that question has already been dealt with, comrade, and we have agreed on it. I think, but I'm sure we'll talk. Safe to say that we'll see how it goes beyond the budget vote. If we can get a day before we go on recess, just to deal with that one issue, have the AG and National Treasury talk to us before we go to our statement. Okay, any other? Yes, sir.
Honorable Chair, thank you very much for your briefing, and I found it very useful. I may have missed it, and forgive me if I did, but as I understand it, your committee in its last term resolved quite strongly that ministers present themselves and account for things in their departments rather than simply the officials of their department. Would you confirm that remains the way we will operate? Thank you.
Yeah, no. I think that one is no longer an issue, really. Whenever we have hearings, we invite ministers. If the minister is not there, the deputy minister comes. And we have found that very helpful. But equally, ministers have found it very enlightening for them to be in these hearings, because sometimes you find that they also are fed half-truth. And only when we're in these hearings do they then get a fuller picture. So, yeah. That's all. Right. In the absence of any other, can we call it a day? Okay, thanks, Kumba.
Pleasure. Thanks to you, Mr. Chair.
No, you wanted me to forget them.
Yeah, I wanted something like this before and I couldn't find it. Where do you buy this?
I got a PMG. I can ask for you the way that you
please.
Want.
Where's Pooza?
I don't know where she is.
Okay. But she is around.
I don't know if she's around here.
No, but she's still with PMG. She owes me big time. Tell her I want that.
Okay, I'll tell her.
Okay.